Welcome to your five for the day. The prophet Jeremiah was a priest called to be a prophet, a sensitive man called to confront kings, false prophets, and hypocritical priests. He was bold before men, but broken before God, and he was often called the weeping prophet. When Jesus was here, the people identified him with the prophet Jeremiah. Jeremiah's life wasn't easy, and his ministry did not appear successful. But he was faithful to the Lord his God and accomplished God's will. Jeremiah lived about 60 years during the time of five different kings. Always he was pushing out the borders of reality, exploring new territory. And always he was vigorous in battle, challenging and contesting the shoddy, the false and the vile. Things are no different today than they were in the days of Jeremiah. Kings, presidents and prime ministers come and go, but the word of God remains and accomplishes his work in the world. Yet God needs a voice to herald his word, and nobody feels adequate for the task. This was how Jeremiah felt, but God's word to him was, "You will be what I want you to be. Go where I want you to go and say what I want you to say. I supervised your conception, I consecrated you, and now I'm ordaining you." So if God calls us, we need to believe what he says and obey him. We may not feel up to it, but our strength comes from God, not from ourselves. The touch of God in our lives makes the difference between success and failure. Over 40 times in the book bearing Jeremiah's name, he calls for God's people to return to the Lord. To describe what this is like, he uses several images. It is like ploughing. Hard hearts need ploughing up so they can receive the seed of the Word of God in order to bear fruit. It is like performing surgery. The Jews put their confidence in external religious ritual and did not let God operate on their hearts. It's like joining the army. The deserter is serving the enemy, but when he hears the trumpet call, realizes he's a traitor and returns to obey his commander. It's like taking a bath. When we confess our sins, God cleanses us and gives us a new beginning. No wonder God repeatedly calls to us, "Return, return." Imagine how Jeremiah must have felt after preaching for 23 years and seeing no one return to the Lord. Jeremiah was faithful to his calling, even though the people opposed him and would not hear God's word. How patient God is with us today. He keeps speaking to us and pleading with us to listen. Listen and turn. Hear and take heed. This is his loving message to us. Will we obey? O soul, are you weary and troubled? No light in the darkness you see? There's light for a look at the Saviour and life more abundant and free. Turn your eyes upon Jesus, look full in his wonderful face, and the things of earth will grow strangely dim in the light of his glory and grace. Thank you for listening, and may God bless you.